Blog Talk Radio.
Thank everybody for tuning in to tonight's episode of the DMEG Artist Spotlight. We're very excited about our interview tonight. It's a highly anticipated interview, one of our fan favorites we have tonight. We have Solo and JD's of Soulmatic, Mr. Jazz and Soulmatic. And we're going to get them in on the line in just 1 second. Right before we do that, I want to play the song that brought Mr. Jazz to the show, or actually to the station. The first song that we got from Mr. Jazz and Soulmatic, which was Best For You. And after we play that song, we're going to get JD's and Solo on the line. So here is Mr. Jazz, Soulmatic, Best For You. With Best For You. We are here at the DMEG Artist Spotlight with Mr. Jazz and Soulmatic, and we have JD's and Solo from Soulmatic. We're going to get them on the line right now. Jay Solo,
yes,
are you there?
Hey,
what's going on, Miss Lady?
How y'all doing tonight?
Pretty good. Thanks for having us on this wonderful platform of yours. We appreciate this opportunity. As you can see, we don't have all the members online right now, but me and Solo are going to try to do our best and represent for the band, for the movement, for the cause, and
yes, sir.
Hopefully we can answer all your questions. Shout out to my bros out there, Mr. Jazz and D, my sis, Nina Mack, Raven. Shout out to everybody out there, all the supporters, all the fans. And I just wanted to just let you know, send out a shout out to you too also, Danielle, for having us as guests on your show tonight. Major shout out to you for that. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Some of the fans out there are just being acquainted with Soulmatic. I'm a longtime Soulmatic fan, been around Soulmatic from day one. Can you let the fans know how long has Soulmatic been around?
Well, we've been around for a while, formerly known as Operation Storm in the late 90s, I would say. So that's a long time right there. It's been a long time. Around 2001, 2002, we switched up the name, and most people know us now as Mr. Jazz and Soulmatic. So you're looking at about 17, roughly 18 years of making our mark in the world of music as a band and as artists. So we've been at it for a while. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of our new fans don't know that, but we started way back early 2000s, just doing what we do best, you know. And you've been around since day one. You are correct. You've been around since day one. Supporting this real heavy, so you know it. Major shout out to you for that.
Much
love. Appreciate
Much
all
love.
The love and all the support. You know, from people like yourself. So,
thank you
so much.
Soulmatic released an album a while back. What year was that album released?
Yeah, I think.
Hold on, you want to answer that?
I think that album, Mr. Jazz and Soulmatic, self-titled. Was released in 2005, actually. It's been a while. It's been about, 11 years, 12 years now. So that real raw, uncut. So sound
that,
still to this day.
That album release party was quite amazing. What can we expect next from the band?
Go ahead, Solo. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Well, I think she was asking what she can hear next from the band. We definitely have some future items coming along, a whole bunch of endeavors. I don't want to specify any dates right now. It's a lot in the works. If you didn't know, we're actually a band of producers. So we all do it by ourselves, and collectively it's a whole nother thing. Jay, I don't know if you have anything that you want to share individually or go ahead and branch off into that.
I do want to let the people know that we do have a single that's out right now, which you just heard, Best For You. That's on iTunes. I believe it's on iTunes. I'm really not sure, but double check that. Anybody out there listening, you can double check that. If not, you can definitely go on YouTube and check it out. But we have, a soon to be released project. I'm guesstimating around the summertime. So, everybody be looking out for that. That's, entitled Nostalgic Soul.
Yes, sir.
So everybody be on the lookout for that. We'll be promoting it heavy as, time passes. So just be on the lookout.
And we will be promoting it here on DMEG Radio. We have a lot of Mr. Jazz and Soulmatic fans. Can you let some of the fans know who have you worked with, has the band worked with collectively as far as other artists go? You said that you were producers, let some of the fans know some of the artists that you work with.
Well, a variety of people, a lot of different people, just to name a few. Marcus Houston, Faith Evans, E-40, Snoop Dogg, of course. Had the pleasure of working with Kevin Nash.
Yes, sir.
A lot of different people from you talking about David Ruffin Jr., Stevie Wonder, a lot of different artists that we collab with. And I want to send out a special shout-out to a couple of people that we got a chance to work with on our latest project. Chuck Hamilton, shout-out, major shout-out to Chuck Hamilton. Craig Brockman, major shout-out to Craig. My bro, Benny Briggs, major shout-out to those cats right there, man.
Benny Blunt. They
we had the pleasure of just working with them on our latest project. And so those are some of the artists and some of the producers that you'll hear on our upcoming project. But to answer your question, yeah, we worked with a few artists, you know, along the way, just making our mark, you know, and it's been a wonderful journey for us.
Yes, I've watched all of you individually and collectively as the journey has been going with your careers. It's been amazing to watch from the outside looking in. Actually, the song that you did with Faith is part of our rotation. So just to let you know that. And I want to give a shout out to everybody. Uncle Chuck is actually in our rotation also. So shout out to Uncle Chuck.
Shout out to Uncle Chuck.
Yeah, I was told to ask you this question. All the ladies seem to think that the band is sexy. So they wanted to go on a scale of 1 to 10. How would you guys rate the band sexy?
Solo, you answer that one, bro.
Yeah, Solo, you tackle that one. Honestly, you know, it's like a whole another level sexy, though. Like, if we can just, like, rearrange that scale, you know, it's not a certain look or a certain type of guy. You know, ladies, you know, from what I was used to hear, you can actually choose your type of sexy. You know, if you like that chocolate thunder type of, you know, he there. If you like that, if you like that guy with that East Coast scruff, you know, he's there. If you like that guy with the long hair, sexy, you know, if you like the tall type, you know, he's there. That light skin, you know, dark skin, it's all there.
It's all there.
Right.
Yeah, come check it out. You know, everybody finesse their own swag. They got their own sexy. You know, each man. I can't speak on the next man's sexy too much. I don't think that's appropriate. But it's always a privilege knowing that I get to hold my own sexy.
Right.
Well,
so, yeah,
I thank you
for
taking time to be on the show with us tonight. I really do appreciate it. And I would like to have you guys back soon, if that's okay with you guys.
That'd be an honor.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure, you know, being a part of platforms like this and being able to advertise our music and put, you know, put the information out there. So we are definitely appreciative for this opportunity. And once again, we'd like to shout you out.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is a blessing in disguise, you know. So we're excited about this. We're excited about everything that's about to happen. And we'll definitely be back. Anytime that you will have us back, we will be back. Hopefully next time we'll have Mr. Jazz and my boy D and you know, the rest of the gang. Hopefully we can get those people on the line and we can really get a good, nice, good full interview.
Okay, well, I really want to thank you guys for being on the show tonight. Like I said, I'd like to have you back soon. And we're going to go ahead and close the show out with another single off of the new Nostalgic Soul CD, which is Let Me. This is the number 2 most requested song on the D Barnes Show. So shout out to everybody that's requesting it. So thank you guys. Thank everybody out there listening. Tune in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. We have an interview with Louis Juice. Everybody have a good night.
Won't you just